Good morning, it's Jacqueline B. I've been looking at reality and our separate reality more closely than I usually do. I've got lots of people in my life who are undergoing some very difficult circumstances. Both very different and both very, very painful to them. And in both circumstances, the other person in their lives has a very different perspective on the situation, a very different reality. And I think, as we know, most times, even when our reality looks different, it appears that we have some crossovers, some shared moments of clarity, of truth, of the way it really is. And in both these situations, there doesn't appear to be any of that at all. Both separate parties feel and look and think completely differently from the other. And as I say, they're both painful, life-changing, unhappy, as it happens, events. One's an illness and one's a relationship breakup. But they're both horrific in their own ways. And the expectations from where they're at of how reality would look is also shocking, that there can be so many differences. And I'm trying to not be so abstract, but it has turned my mind to what it really means we live in our separate realities. What does that really mean? And it occurs to me that separateness is the same separateness that we feel when we're in our personal thinking, when we're in our ego, when we're in our individualness, as opposed to the connectedness that we feel when we are in our intuition, when we are in our spirituality and our feeling of connectedness with something greater than ourselves, whether that be expressed through or manifested through a God or something like that, or as I see it, as the energy behind life. You know, I'm connected through the fact that I'm energy, as are all things and all people. There are no differences. And therefore, the separate reality and where the crossovers are, when there are crossovers, are very analogous to those two things that I described there. So the more separate your reality is, regardless to which side of the fence you're on, there's no truth here. There's no truth on the table, and you're both looking at that truth and seeing it differently. So to speak, there is only the reality that you're creating, and then the next reality and the next reality. So it's not as though you can take one person and move them round the other side of the table so that they can see that reality as it should be. You can help people see it differently. You can help people see it the way you're seeing it. But it doesn't mean that you're seeing it as it should be, because actually it doesn't exist. In the formless, nothing exists and everything exists. So we're not searching for the truth. We're searching for a peace here. Or perhaps we should be searching for a peace. So there was a situation when a totally different party, now my client from yesterday, said she was trying to resolve something, and she said, I don't know the answer. And because she didn't know the answer, she was able to hand it over, to give it up, to walk away and wait for the answer to come. She knew that the answer wasn't in her head, somewhere to find, you know, look under the nooks and crannies in your head and it will be there. She knew that the thinking would just go round and round and round, and that in her case it was her and a daughter, that she couldn't see the reality that her daughter was in, and she didn't have the answer for where they go next, where the peace lay. And she was able to let that go and wait. And I'm sorry to disappoint, but I don't have the end of that story. I'll be seeing her again today. I don't know if the answer came yet, but she knew to do that. She was out of resources to find that answer on her own, in her own reality. The answer will come from elsewhere. So this is a bit of a ramble. But that's really what I wanted to say. That when we're in our reality, it's the answer to some of those questions are elsewhere.